What's up, Warren? This is a new segment called Ray's Rampages. I'm going to start off my first one kind of on the like lighter side of things and just kind of do a question and answer thing. I have one of my friends here. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Austin.
What grade are you in?
I got to tell my grade?
Yeah. Just
I'm a junior.
Yeah. Okay. I've known Austin since freshman year. We weren't really friends freshman year until like the end of the year.
Until
like summer.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So what we're going to be doing is a reverse like interview type thing where he asks me questions and he actually pitched this idea to me and I was like, I'm running out of ideas. So here we go.
We just hop right into it?
Yeah.
That's my first interview. It's kind of weird. All right. So what got you interested into doing
Radio
and podcasts and that type of stuff?
Well, I'd listened to podcasts a lot in like middle school for no reason at all. And then I have a friend who's also in this class. Shout out to Zoe. She was like, oh, you'll love it. White hair is such a great teacher. She lied to me because I had him my freshman year.
You say white hair?
Yeah, that's his name.
Really?
I swear we're not bullying him. That's his actual last name. My dad asked the same thing. But I had him as, you know, the courses that they made us take, the career courses or whatever. I can't remember what it's called. But I had him as my teacher, and he would always talk to us about it, and he would take us down to the studio sometimes. And I was like, that's something that I want to do. Like, it seems really interesting. You're just talking to the entire student body. And I kind of always liked podcasts and how they're set up. You can't see my face, so that's a plus.
So you definitely prefer to do podcast over maybe something like acting where it shows your entire...
Yeah, I have a bit of stage fright, if I'm going to be honest, because when you take the intro class, you take one semester is for TV and the other semester is for radio.
And this is both different semesters, or are these both tied into the same semester?
They'd be different semesters. So like my first semester last year, I took intro to TV. So I was in there for that semester, and then I came here and did intro to communications, which is just intro to radio. I honestly contemplated doing TV instead of this.
Why do you have to take a semester in TV?
It's just to get you ready for both classes. So, like, if I wanted to right now, I could take the TV class as well as this class.
What's the TV class consist of? Are you just recording, or are you actually on TV?
There's the recording, and then there's the morning announcements, news anchor type stuff. Editing, a lot of editing. We did this thing called Chicago where we made an ad to go and look at Chicago. I don't know why, but it was kind of stupid.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. Oh boy, I didn't prepare for this at all.
I know you didn't.
Well, I just got back from the
How was
Center
the field trip?
So you're asking me questions now.
No, I just want to know.
It was okay. I got a lot of free stuff. I feel like that was like the
that's why everyone went.
Yeah, that's the only reason why. I got like a cup and I got like a whole bunch of lanyards and stuff. But it was really interesting.
I didn't end up going.
Last dude was really, I know you didn't. You stayed in class. The last dude I went to was very aggressive. he seemed so nice at first. And then he was like, all right, thanks, bye. It was just so mean. But
passive aggressiveness.
Okay, so like, can I bash the teachers for hyping up the Marriott or like?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. It's just the Marriott. It's a hotel.
Yeah, it's a hotel.
I know, but like they hype it up to be like this big thing.
I think my grandpa's staying there right now because he's back from overseas for a little bit.
The grandpa that works on chips and stuff, right?
Yes.
I can't remember. Does he work on like?
He works on Navy ships.
That's what I was going to ask.
He's a cook.
He's a cook.
Yes.
So he'd be like in the kitchen whipping it up.
Yeah.
So.
He never cooks for us anymore, though.
He never. Why?
He's tired.
He might be tired, but that's the whole reason why he comes home. So
well,
he can show off his cooking.
He doesn't extremely like my stepmom. So we really like seafood, and she's allergic to seafood.
Sounds like a her problem.
So I haven't had seafood in a really, really long time. So every time I go over to my friend's house, I always eat some type of seafood.
So with your grandpa working on these naval ships, if you will,
mm-hmm.
you know, how often, like, what does that inquire of him? Like, how many days?
Usually, sometimes he'd be gone a month, sometimes a year. Like, I remember 2 years ago, my freshman year, he was gone for a whole year, and he was just, like, going around the entire world. Like, he made an entire circle around the world. And it was pretty cool. He brought back, like, a lot of artifacts and stuff from, like, Egypt and places they stopped.
Like that one movie that's, like, 80 days around the world. And they're, like, in a hot air balloon, and then it goes down. They got to make their way through, like, India.
Kind of.
You've never seen it, have you?
No, I have not.
It's not a very good movie. It's, okay. It's like almost like Magellan's Voyage.
Yeah. I've never seen that one either.
It's not a movie. That's just a piece of history.
Oops.
Ferdinand Magellan.
Oh, Salim'd be so upset.
He would be. Well, would he though? Because we're focusing more on U.S. history in that class.
Yeah, that's true.
It's more maybe like a, you should have learned it like in middle school social studies type.
Yeah, yeah. How's your junior year been going? This just turned into me asking you a question.
I don't think it turned into that. I think it's just us going back and forth at this point. I'm not even interviewing you. It's okay, I guess. How's yours?
I'm tired. I want it to be over.
This is going to be a very interesting interview. It's not one set topic. We're just going back and forth talking.
Well, yeah, that's usually how podcasts go. I mean...
Well, like, yeah, but...
I don't think you want to sit on a podcast and just listen to the same thing. I never really listen to podcasts that just focus on one aspect of things.
Well, no, like, you know, most podcasts, they have, like, a title or some sort, and, you know... There's like 30 seconds that's that title, and then the other 2.5 hours are just them breaking off at each single.
Oh, yeah, this is not going to be 2.5 hours.
Oh,
though.
Of course not. It'll be, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, something like that. We're at 6 right now, you know.
That's faster than I thought. We're like 2 or 3. Very steady.
Usually, when I used to do Warren's World, now I'm on just an individual podcast where I can do more, which is more exciting to me. But I kind of need to get out of the realm of interview type styles. So I have a lot of more interesting things coming up. I just wanted to transition with something like this because it was a really good idea. And
so,
yeah.
So when you say like interview type things, do you mean more of like conversation topics?
Yeah. Like one of my topics that I came up with was fruit Pop-Tarts. You guys will see my stance on fruit Pop-Tarts coming up in the next like week or so. I don't like them.
So like... Fruit Pop-Tarts or like, you know, how, what's the word you'd use? How real can topics get? Like, you know what I mean by that?
They can get as real as I want them to, but it can't go really politics-wise, considering we are a district thing, and there's a lot of rules set up for, like, radios in general.
So, like, Cookies and Creams and Chips Ahoy ice cream.
Yeah.
You can talk about that.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
And I can talk about, just like my standpoint on certain things, but like I can't get too far into politics or anything like that. So, yeah.
So, you know, when you're doing these type of podcasts or, you know, the interviews or whatever you really want to call it, because I wouldn't even consider this an interview.
No. This is just podcasting.
Yeah, it's just a podcast. Would you, like, can you talk about like super direct things or do they have to be more like.
They can be super direct. I mean,
like, you know, if I brought up something about like, you know, symphony or something.
Yeah, we could talk about that. Like, how we're going to IMEA this weekend.
In Fort Wayne.
Wow. Bet none of the school knew that.
I feel like anyone who is in symphony may have known that.
That's
so
it.
Like 60 people, and not, you know, including Himes and Mr. Vasio.
Maybe the other orchestras knew.
Yeah, they would have known. The other, so what, 200 students, 250 students?
Yeah, out of the thousands we have here.
Like 3,500, 4,000. What's with the Cajun restaurant thing?
Oh.
What is that? I don't get that.
So a little background. Our very, very white orchestra teacher is taking us to a Cajun restaurant after we perform. And I don't like Cajun food. Nothing against Cajun food. I just don't like Cajun food.
I don't know what Cajun food is. I put Cajun seasoning on my fries.
Yeah, it's just like a certain culture of food that I'm not too into. I don't know.
Is it more like seafood oriented, or is it just
there's seafood, but it's more of like spicy food.
Because I feel like when I think of Cajun, you know, I think of like places in like Atlanta and Louisiana and that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's Cajun style.
Yikes! Oh, that's gonna be interesting.
So many people were like, "Ooh, let's hope they have fries
chicken
or something."
Chicken tendies.
Yeah, so good.
I'm definitely a picky eater.
I remember we were talking about. Star Wars came out a little while ago.
Month ago?
Yeah. I liked it. This just got really off of topic.
I mean, it's entirely off the topic, but, you know, that's what makes the podcast.
I don't know why you saying chicken tendies reminded me of that, but it did.
Let me guess. Hold on.
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian, the Baby Yoda that's not really Baby Yoda.
The child.
Everyone says Baby Yoda's, but it's not Baby Yoda.
It's Baby Yoda.
It's really not.
It's Baby Yoda.
That's not Yoda.
What?
That's not Yoda.
It's Baby Yoda.
It's a species.
I don't care what you say.
Okay, whatever. So how do we go from Cajun food to Star Wars to Baby Yoda?
Oh,
we're talking about Star Wars.
So back to Star Wars. A lot of people didn't like the ending.
It was terrible.
It was so good.
No, like, the ideas they had, yes, but if they would have used, what is the eighth one? The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
If they would have used that movie to build up to the events in this one, it would have been perfect, but you don't need to see the eighth one.
The only thing I didn't like about it was how they compacted two movies into one. There was a lot going on.
It was so fast-paced, and then, like, they tried to have, like, all this plot development, and it didn't really make sense to do it like that.
Yeah.
Like, what would you say, Chewie or Chewbacca's death? You have, like, no time.
That made me so sad.
But you have no time to mourn over it.
Yeah, and Princess Leia's. I mean, she just kind of...
Who cares about Well, she's not dead.
So many people
care.
She's
not dead. She's a Force ghost now.
Ooh, she's dead in real life.
Ooh. Dude, that's dark.
It's true.
I mean, it's true, but at the end of the movie, did you understand the yellow kyber crystal?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so the yellow lightsaber is it's Anakin's lightsaber, but the kyber crystal is chained, so it kind of goes back and forth based off of lore and then canon. Uh-huh. So I don't know if any of this is making sense to you.
No, so I just kind of watched them.
It went from George Lucas saying that all lightsabers were blue, green, and then they had the ability to turn red, and then they kind of turned it into all crystals start out clear, and then they kind of take on the color of...
The person. Oh, okay.
So the yellow kyber crystal kind of comes from the lightsaber originally being blue, and then since Rey is in reality a Palpatine, not a Skywalker...
Oh, yeah. That was such a...
Blue and red. See, that's why I kind of think of that's where the yellow comes from, but...
The mixture of colors?
In lore, in canon, yellow lightsaber is often used by Jedi temple guards or... Yeah, so basically, I wouldn't say they're actually, like, real Jedi, but they kind of, like...
Yeah.
They're, like, guards, more or less.
So she's
Coruscant.
Not a real Jedi.
Well, it's not that she's a real Jedi, but there's so many directions in which it's been taken that it can often be interpreted in different things. That color crystal is often more associated with, or at least in lore and for those guards, more or less like fighting and knowledge outside of the Force.
Okay. That
was a whole rant.
That was a whole rant. You know what? I'm liking it.
I watched like 3 videos on this. I had to know.
I liked it.
What was even better is that she placed the lightsabers far underneath the sand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you know who hates sand?
Me.
No. Okay, Anakin.
Oh!
Yeah, and then obviously Anakin's Darth Vader and that type of thing.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I don't know what to say now. That went so many directions.
I mean, we just jumped topics and then I just got on my little spiel about...
You know what? It's okay. I liked it. I love Star Wars. I'm not too into it, like, fully, but, like, it's good movies. I don't know what they're going to do with it from now on, though.
I kind of hope they don't do anything. Because you just had Finn throughout the entire trilogy going, Rey!
I love you!
Except without saying, I love you. He just kept saying her name. He was like, I got to tell you a secret.
Well, I don't think he was trying to say that he's in love with her. I'm thinking he was trying to say something about feeling the Force that same day.
No.
I read something about
it. No.
I know.
The Last Jedi, he did not kiss that girl back. He just... It was like, he was so disgusted of it. He wants Rey.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, but there's something
else.
I
don't know. I feel like she was in love with Ben.
Okay, but, okay, no. Okay, let's, I don't know, let's think about that real quick. Emperor Palpatine is, okay, Rey Pal, what was that?
I hit my hand.
Rey Palpatine is Emperor Palpatine's daughter, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Han Solo is the father of Ben Solo, right?
Yes. They're cousins, I know.
Okay, hold on. I'm going somewhere with this. Leia, Skywalker, Han Solo, right?
Yes.
Okay, they had, like, Ben Solo, and so Leia is what? What? What are you doing? Am I on a time limit here?
Yeah, we're at 14 minutes, bud.
You can cut all of this.
No.
Okay, but... You made me lose my train of
track. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So you said
Luke,
children.
Okay, Luke Skywalker, Leia Skywalker, siblings, Anakin Skywalker, the father of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So doesn't that make, like, them related and to, like, a certain degree somewhere?
They're cousins.
That's not cool. That's incest. That's not cool.
It's not cool. But for the plot, okay.
Can
so
I talk about incest?
It's like,
can you say incest?
We can say it, but we're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
So it's like when Leia and Luke kissed. It was like, that's what I read. It was just kind of like a repeat into what had already happened in the past. And then, you know, they were just like, yes, Ben dies,
so,
and that's it.
So basically, the format for this new trilogy was, hey, let's copy the original trilogy.
Kind of, but like the ending, just towards the end.
Well, obviously, yeah, obviously there was certain things that were either moved around or switched, but that's what it basically felt like. Like, if you watch The Force Awakens and A New Hope, it's the same movie.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for... I don't know what that was, but it was fun.
You suck at outros.
I do suck at outros. I've always sucked at outros. Okay, see you guys next time when we talk about fruit Pop-Tarts.